You never answered my question. Are you happy here? No employer would ever pester a maid with such a question.
I am content. I'm grateful.
And in the most luxurious bed Madeline had enjoyed in years, she was dreaming of Sir Jack Fanning. I'm grateful as well, Sir Jack said, propping a hip on the desk. I'm living the life I longed for when I was locked in a prison cell. My fervent prayers have been granted for the most part, and yet I am not content. This was also Madeline's fault, apparently.
Perhaps you're tired.
Weary to the bone. Kiss me, Madeline. She wanted to. Trumpeting winged cherubs, she wanted to.
A gentleman does not order a lady to participate in such an undertaking. In fact, no employer should presume on an employee's compliance with unsolicited overtures, and I would rather be beaten than coerced.
Sir Jack touched a finger to Madeline's lips, then pointed straight overhead. A sheaf of wilted mistletoe hung from the crossbeam, white berries peeking from between pale green leaves.
If you ever tell me who your first employer was, Sir Jack said, I will have him bound over for the assizes on as many charges as imagination and a shred of gossip will support. I mean you no disrespect, Madeline.
Madeline. For years at Candlewick, she'd been Hennessy. Hennessy, where did I put my spectacles? Hennessy, can you pop out to the stables and remind Mr. Chandler it's time to eat? Hennessy, could you finish mixing the biscuits while I rest my old bones? And occasionally, when Mr. Belmont was being particularly dunderheaded, Hennessy, you forgot your station. He'd been mistaken. Madeline never forgot her station, but standing beneath the mistletoe with Sir Jack, using her Christian name, she forgot for a moment why she must not encourage his interest. Sir Jack gave her every opportunity to dash away, to snatch up her book and dodge off to her lovely bedroom. He rested his hands on either side of her neck, brushing his thumbs over her cheeks. Her common sense might as well have gone wafting up the chimney, as Madeline's mind became boggled by sensations. Sir Jack's hands, warm and calloused, gently angling her head. His scent, fresh night air, along with a whiff of horse and pine, the muted roar of the fire, and the lovely warmth of the library. And then, a soft brush of his mouth over hers. Madeline's eyes drifted closed on a plea, do that again. He obliged, the wretch, twice more, three warnings, and then his mouth settled over hers.